My mom and dad recently brought me a gift. It was a toolbox once used by my great-grandfather in Corbin, Kentucky, where he used to work for the railroad, and then he opened an electrician shop where he would tinker and fix anything you brought to him. And so I got this old toolbox, and you open it up, and it's rusty and dirty and filthy, and things are just kind of thrown in there, jumbled around after many years since his passing. And so I did one of my favorite things. I organized it. It was lovely. I love organizing. I really do. The Daily Mass crew will certainly tell you I'll take any mess and fairly quickly, given enough time and freedom, divide it into piles and characterize it and figure out what needs to go where. We do like to divide things. Jesus did as well, it seems, in some ways at least. He divided the sheep from the goats. Jesus, at the feeding of the 5,000, said, "Divide the people into groups of 25 and 50. Nice, organized manner. I love it. Jesus also, at the dawn of creation, separated the water and the earth, the sky from the waters, and the night from the day, organizing, dividing, making rational divisions. Imagine, if you were, how many ways in which we could divide ourselves one from another. How many myriad of ways could we separate ourselves from those who surround us? Hair, no hair, eye color, age, race, language, on and on and on it goes. And that's just what we're born with. We could select those who look good in this color and those who don't. Thank you for wearing that. It's a brave choice. Oh, there you go. Yeah. And the pavement as well. We can divide one another. And it seems that Christ is really kind of okay with that to begin with anyway. He gives us the freedom to choose, the free will to be able to make such distinctions. And he creates us and continues to create us with a myriad of different characteristics. We could look very similar to one another. We could be created in such a way where it would be a lot more difficult to divide us from one another. And yet, these distinctions continue. And so when we hear that Christ has come to bring division and not peace, I think it's important for us to maybe take a step back a little bit and recognize that that isn't as contrary to our understanding of God as we might at first imagine. The question really is, what kind of divisions are we talking about? What kind of division is Christ making? C.S. Lewis, in one of his number of books, all of them pretty a good read, so pick up a copy of C.S. Lewis on anything. And not only did he write The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but many theological books as well. And in one of his theological books, he began to describe his concept of hell. And he began in a close-knit community. And, as is normal, people began to get on one another's nerves. And so from this close-knit community, people began to move out. And yet still, the distant sound of the house down the street was annoying. So they moved out further. And even the flickering lights off in the distance of someone else doing their thing, doing what they want, brought frustration. And slowly, as inconceivable as it is, people began to look across the galaxy at the twinkling star of their neighbor and that too annoyed them. Hell, for C.S. Lewis, was the complete division one from the other. Community no longer exists because, well, we don't want to be anywhere near one another. We want things our way. If there was no division at all, if everyone was just like me, I'm pretty sure I'd probably hate myself anyways. You know what I mean? Could you imagine if everybody was like you? What kind of a world that would be? It's boring for one, and it's not very peaceful, but for another, it's weird, really. Christ, when he brings division, I think rather that he is talking more about those who want to enter into that messiness, enter into the difficulty of existing with other people who don't look and act and think the way we think. Instead of moving away from one another, dividing ourselves in such a way that we dismiss one another, I think he's talking about the divisions that actually, in a contradictory kind of way, bring us together. Recognizing that life isn't about just being nice or being the same or being exactly like we want everyone else to be, but rather loving one another in the midst of our divisions, in the midst of those things that pull us apart. Let's look at the divisions that exist around us as an opportunity, perhaps. An opportunity to love, an opportunity to burn with that fire, that divine fire of God's love. That love which loved each of us equally and yet individually, perfectly suited for each and every one of us in its own way. Let us work on those divisions that pull us apart and instead work on loving one another, even through those things that pull us apart, and gathering together as one people at this altar to receive that one God.